Welcome to Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. I have a question for you this morning. When is it okay to judge other people's behavior? Well, Jesus said these words in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Whew. So a lot of times people quote that verse, and when we confront somebody about their sinful behavior, they'll say, well, you're not supposed to judge me. Are we or aren't we? So when is it okay to judge? Simply put, and I'll try to make this as simple as I can. When you have a brother or sister in Christ, somebody who's part of the family of God, and they're persistently doing things, saying things, or living out a lifestyle or say things that are contrary to the word of God, consistently, uninterrupted by repentance, then we have every right and responsibility to confront that behavior, to judge that behavior, to convict them of sin, and hopefully bring them back to repentance and reaffirmation of their faith in Jesus Christ. Let me give you some examples of that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, there was a fellow in the congregation who was having a sexual relationship with his father's wife, his stepmother, right? I don't think she was a member of the church, but he was. And so St. Paul said, you guys are tolerating this. You're letting this happen inside the confines of your church. You need to do something, confront that behavior, hopefully restore him into fellowship by a repentant attitude. But until he repents, kick him out of fellowship with you as brothers and sisters in Christ. Were they judging the behavior of that guy? Absolutely. Did Paul say that has a negative effect on the rest of the congregation? Absolutely. So he's saying you got to do something about it. You need to judge the behavior and say what God's word says about that kind of behavior. So is it okay to judge in that kind of situation? Absolutely. I think of our elders at Peace Lutheran Church when I was there. When people were not coming to church consistently and they promised they would do so because church attendance is pretty important for the livelihood of a follower of Jesus, right? It's pretty important. And so when people were not coming, they would lovingly confront those people, call them on the phone and say, hey, we miss you. You know, it's right and proper and fitting for you to come to church regularly. Why aren't you coming? And they'd say that as lovingly as they could. Were they judging that behavior? Absolutely. I think of my Vicarage congregation, Grace Lutheran Church in Fairbury, Nebraska. There was a member of the church who was counting the money, and other people saw him do this, and he was pilfering the money occasionally and putting it in his pocket. Holy cow, they confronted him. He denied it. Two people confronted him, according to the book of Matthew. Two people confronted him, and he said, no, I didn't do it. And finally, it was brought before the whole church, and the whole church collaboratively, corporately said, this guy is sinning against God. He's not repentant. And so they practiced excommunication and booted him out of the church until he repented and came back into fellowship in the church through restoration and through repentance. Were they judging his behavior? Yes. And finally, the last example, can you imagine if parents had a couple kids that weren't getting along and one of them bopped the other one, hit the other one? Would the parents say, well, you know what? We really shouldn't judge that behavior. Yes, you should. You have authority to. That behavior is wrong, and you've got to reprimand them and confront the bad behavior. So there are times within the body of Christ when we judge the attitude and behavior of other people. We have that right and responsibility. We are accountable to one another in our walk with Jesus. So hopefully, and I could give you many other examples, hopefully that helps you understand when it's right, permissible, fair, and just for us to judge the behavior of other people. Now, let's look at the court of law real quickly. Can you imagine if there was no judgment about murder, about speeding, about stealing, and we just said, well, it's really not the government's right and responsibility to judge that behavior. After all, the Bible says, judge not and you shall not be judged. No. When it comes to those situations, the authority, the given authority established by God has every right to judge that behavior, call it what it is, and hopefully get that person to make up for it, to repent of it, and to change their ways. Does this make sense? Okay. Let's even put it more practically. Let's say that you're married and your wife or husband is doing something that you know they shouldn't be doing, and they probably know it too, but you don't say anything because you don't want to judge. Let me give you an example. Maybe a spouse drinks too much and abuses alcohol and is getting drunk persistently. Does the other spouse have every right to judge that person and say you shouldn't be doing that? Or should they quote this verse from Jesus and say, well, I really shouldn't judge. It's really not my place to judge? Yes, it is. So hopefully all this has been clarified today through this little podcast this morning. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about, what does Jesus mean? If there are times when we obviously judge one another and hold one another accountable, what does Jesus mean when he says, judge not and you'll not be judged? In other words, when is it not okay to judge? We'll answer that question tomorrow in our podcast. Have a great day in Jesus Christ. And that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.